Forever Young is brought to you in part by our good friends at Pharmacy, the makers of C-Veg and Super C-Veg. Learn more at the website buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us here on Forever Young. Again, we've been around here for well over 2 decades. We really appreciate that you have found our show, whether it be on the podcast platform, the traditional radio markets across the country, or Sirius XM. If you are a first-time viewer, just to let you know what our mission's been here for all those years, it's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about our show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. And you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and just get more information on what's going on in the field of health and integrative medicine.
Absolutely, Dr. Mark. And that's what we do here multiple times a week. And we deliver it in many different ways, whether it be the podcast or your great newsletter platform, Health Breakthroughs. Hey, Dr. Mark, really excited about the show we're putting together today.
Yeah, we've got some unique content for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to share on a rare super nutrient found in trace amounts in nature. And we're going to talk about the science with a special return guest, Dr. Chris Miletus. Before we get to that, Dr. Mark, we always keep this first segment for ourselves. And we share a new article that you have on the health breakthroughs at America's Natural Doctor. Now, I have to laugh. In the many years we've been dealing together, I read the title and I'm like, have you gone rogue? But then I read the article. But let's talk a little bit about it. Antidepressants for hot flashes.
Yes. And of course, we have a question mark at the end of that title.
Sure do. Yeah.
Well, you know, in conventional medicine, historically, obviously, they used to use hormones, synthetic hormones, and then they found there were problems with that. And the drug companies figured out, hey, what about using antidepressants for common menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats? And so in recent years, a group of antidepressants, which we call selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and people might have heard of common ones like Paxil, Effexor, Celexa, Lexapro, they do help the neurotransmitter serotonin to activate receptors in the brain, which helps to regulate body temperature. And so this is something that's being promoted a lot to relieve hot flashes. Of course, I'm not a fan of it because, well, for several reasons. Number one, we have very good natural treatments, herbally, homeopathically, supplements, diet, exercise that relieve hot flashes, studies show. We have bioidentical hormones for women with more severe symptoms that can relieve symptoms using natural hormone replacements. So we don't need these antidepressants. And remember, some of the side effects that you could get from antidepressants are headaches. They can worsen anxiety. They can cause insomnia. They can cause drowsiness. They can cause problems with your appetite, sexual dysfunction, weight gain. That's been pretty well studied. Fatigue. And for some people, they aggravate depression. So I just don't like the idea that these are being promoted as a first line of treatment for hot flashes and night sweats to women.
Yeah, because a lot of the times when you're dealing with those hot flashes, you're already suffering from so many different side effects that I couldn't even imagine working it in and having other ones in addition to that. It's a very uncomfortable process when you're dealing with those hot flashes. They come out of nowhere. And again, you know, we're trying to get rest. We're trying to not sweat through the night or gain weight when all of these different changes are happening in our life. Now, Dr. Mark, you do mention ways that you like to go natural, whether it be, diet-based changes or even working in some herbal supplements. Can you share a little bit more on that, if you don't mind?
Yeah, well, herbal supplements, which can work really well. We do use rhubarb extract. That's been studied to relieve hot flashes and night sweats quite effectively. Black cohosh has several studies on it as well for menopausal symptoms. But even things in the diet, studies show that ground flax seeds help to relieve hot flashes when you use those regularly. and you're improving the diet. And if you want to go along the lines of a direct neurotransmitter effect with serotonin, then sometimes I'll use the supplement 5-HTP. It's an amino acid which your body uses to make serotonin naturally. And I'll have people use that in the evening to help boost their serotonin, can help with mood, sleep, and as well as hot flashes and night sweats.
Yeah, and Dr. Mark, I recognized a name in here again, progesterone, but what is the BIEST? What does that really mean? Is that an extension of progesterone or is that something completely different?
Oh, yes, you're right. I did mention bioidentical hormone replacement for women with moderate to severe symptoms, and that can include a natural estrogen prescription called BIEST. Bi because it has two different types of estrogen in it, natural estrogen, and then we use that along with the natural progesterone.
Is this something that is very common that you're treating there at the Spangler Center for Integrative Medicine?
Oh, absolutely. Studies show in America, at least, a high percentage of women, about 75% of women, do experience hot flashes and night sweats. And a lot of them obviously want relief because they're more than mild. And so it's something we have to be able to help women with, and which we can with these natural protocols.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. If people would like to learn more, they can call your office. You do telemedicine across the country. It's 855-DOC-MARK. Again, 855-DOC-MARK. Why do you think that generally these hot flashes are occurring in the evening and during the night? The majority of them, not to say women aren't having hot flashes during the day, but what do you think the correlation there is? Is it just the body's resting and now the fire's starting?
Yeah, I think it just has to do with the circadian rhythm of the body's other hormones. So as the day goes on, our cortisol goes down. Cortisol's anti-inflammatory, so that could be one reason. But I think it has to do with just the circadian rhythm of different hormones in the body and the neurotransmitters. It's just a time where someone would be more susceptible due to those changes.
AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Read the article under the Health Breakthroughs, Antidepressants for Hot Flashes?
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health, and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. If you get lost along the way, always remember to visit our website, which is our hub, which is americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can get a play-by-play on who we're having join us today, what both episodes are putting out, and also remember to sign up for that free newsletter. So today we're going to share a rare super nutrient found in trace amounts in nature, scientifically proven to increase NAD, the most crucial coenzyme for each of the 37.2 trillion cells in your body. And this is researched by the top scientific institutions in the world. Dr. Mark, who do we have to join us.
Yeah, Kelly, we have Dr. Chris Miletus, and he's a well-known educator. He's an international author, and he's also a lecturer. And his personal mission is changing the world's health one person at a time. Now, he believes that when people become educated about their body, that's the moment when change begins. And that makes sense because he's authored 16 books and over 200 national scientific articles in journals and magazines such as Natural Health, Alternative and Complementary Therapies, The Townsend Letter for Doctors and Patients, Life Extension, and Natural Pharmacy. Also, he served as Dean of Naturopathic Medicine and Chief Medical Officer for 7 years and was awarded the 2003 Physician of the Year by the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Dr. Miletus, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Stengler, and thanks for the warm introduction.
And you're definitely, in my books, one of the top people in terms of the science behind nutrition, nutritional supplements, anti-aging, and a whole host of other conditions. So it's always great to have you on the show. And, you know, this show has been on the air for over 20 years, so a lot of our listeners are very health savvy. They're into the research. And as I was sharing with a person in the health industry, boy, I think about 3 years ago, I was predicting that NAD would become a hot topic in the natural health food industry, and I think it is becoming a hot topic just in medicine in general. But tell us about NAD. What's so exciting about it? What's so amazing about this molecule?
Well, certainly. Well, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, hence why we say NAD instead, is a molecule which, as we get older, diminishes dramatically. In fact, 40 to 50% less of NAD in one study was shown in our body. So as we get older, 40, 50 years of age, we have half of our NAD. But whenever our body makes something, whether it be vitamin D, another substance, you have to say, well, why does my body, you know, allocate the resources, the knowledge, the DNA wisdom to do that? And NAD is necessary for 500 different enzymatic pathways. Like, wow, I want all of them to work. 499. I don't think my body would be doing very well. So now you can imagine if all of these enzymatic pathways, 500 of them, are dependent upon NAD being sufficient. But in addition, healthy aging is so much on our mindset. We've just survived 2 years of extra stress with the COVID issues that were going on. And it's like, wow, even more stress. If I wasn't stressed before, now I'm even more stressed, more worn out, more worried. And it's like, wow. So how do we support our body? But NAD also helps with sirtuins, PARPs, CD38s, other pathways in the body that help with immunological function, help with healthy age and the length of our telomeres, our DNA. So literally, if we don't have enough NAD, we're literally going to be running on empty. Or if we were a car, we'd be running on vapors.
Wow, and that's a lot. And people are already, like you alluded to, Dr. Miletus, are running on vapors because the last couple of years have been a little bit stressful. They're navigating different things in their life. And, you know, that's why we do shows like this. And I think it's so impressive, Dr. Miletus, you lecture extensively internationally on the mitochondria. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, but for newcomers, when we're talking about health, what really is the mitochondria? Can you talk a little bit about that? And then I'll have a follow-up question about NAD for you.
Well, certainly. So our mitochondria are our powerhouses of every one of our cells. And I like to give the example of our heart. On a given day, if you have an average pulse of 72 beats, give or take, your heart will beat 103,680 times during that 24-hour period of time. You can only imagine that takes a lot of energy. Well, the mitochondria is helping fuel that. Actually, without the mitochondria, you won't have ATP, the molecule, or what I call the Energizer bunny battery, to keep the body going. But the same thing with the brain. As we're sitting here chatting, 20% of my oxygen and about 20% of my energy is going to my brain, which only weighs about 2% of my body weight. Now, think of your adrenal glands. Think of your liver. Think of your colon. Think of your digestion. Every cell and organ and tissue in your body needs sufficient NAD, along with lots of other nutrients, to keep going. But NAD is so important that our body will convert. And this is way back to, like, when Dr. Stengler and I were in nutrition class, way, way back. We won't say how far back, but a long time ago. We know that the amino acid tryptophan will be converted to niacin, which is a building block for NAD, but in a very inefficient fashion. 60 milligrams of tryptophan to make 1 milligram of niacin, and then it has to be made into NAD. So multiple steps, and multiple pathways which can be dysfunctional. It's like, wow, why would my body allocate 60 of something milligrams to 1 milligram of niacin, then count on, like, wow, our body is, of course, wonderfully designed and created, and we're seeing, like, wow, this NAD molecule is so important, there's redundancy in our body to ensure we have enough of it. So, but the mitochondria, the powerhouses of our cells, and if I have tired adrenals, I better have enough energy in my adrenal tissues to take up and utilize adaptogens and other things that we might use to deal with stress. But if we have tired cells, well, they're not going to function well, just like a tired heart doesn't function well.
Really well said. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain that, because as Dr. Mark said, we have had this show on for well over 2 decades, and there's people who really understand things, and then there's people who are lost within their health. So my follow-up question for that, Dr. Miletus, if you don't mind, is how does NAD support them, the precursor molecule nicotinamide riboside? Can you share a little bit more on that?
Yes. And nicotinamide riboside is the most efficient way to support NAD levels in the body, per the peer review literature. Is very efficient. And nicotinamide riboside goes through something called an NRK pathway. Don't need to memorize that, but it goes as a, basically like dough through a cookie press. It's going to go through and actually come out the end product, which is the NAD. So the nicotinamide riboside actually is highly efficient. Lots of research, which I'm sure we'll get into later, about the human trials showing that if you take this amount, it will increase on average X amount percentage-wise of NAD. So it's all about efficiency. And that same little NRK pathway, where the NR goes through that NRK pathway, actually when we're in stress, physiological stress, psychological stress, that pathway cranks up to make even more NAD, because that's how important NAD is for the human body and our survival.
So, Dr. Miletus, kind of in a summary then, and I know after the break we're going to get into some of the research, but NAD is essential. You couldn't live without it. It's involved in producing ATP, the energy in our cells. And in our cells, as you mentioned, we have these energy factories, these mitochondria. And I know, you know, we start getting more in detail. It's quite an amazing design. You basically have these turbines, literally like turbines where energy is produced. But NAD, our body, I presume, we produce more when we're younger, and as age takes over, we produce less of it, and then our mitochondria doesn't work as well, which essentially affects every cell in the body. Would that be one way of looking at it?
Yeah, without a question. Beautiful, beautifully stated. And once again, our carbs, our fats, our proteins go through a citric acid cycle that you and I had to learn while we were in school, and now we use in clinical practice, and electron transport chain, and many of those steps to making what we eat into the ATP, the energy currency of our body, is are NAD dependent.
Then you've brought up the adrenals a few times, Dr. Miletus. Are you seeing people that are just really burnt out over the last couple of years? I know, Dr. Mark, you and I had talked. You're seeing adrenal dysfunction at a greater level within your center, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Is that something you're hearing about from people you counsel, Dr. Miletus?
Oh, without a question. If we were Timexes, we've taken a licking and we keep on ticking, but boy, it's harder to keep on ticking. Cortisol levels are lower. People's anxiety and depression are higher. And they're literally feeling tired, worn out. And sadly enough, so many of us are feeling hopeless. And this is why we have to fuel the cells, because our body knows what it wants to do. And we in naturopathic medicine use the term vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power instilled within the body. And so the vis medicatrix naturae, if we give the right building blocks, our body basically knows what to do, all things being equal. And so this is why supporting the body's energy pathways, which do diminish, not only does NAD diminish over the course of time, but for every decade from the age of 30 onwards, we lose about 10% of our ATP production. So just like a gasoline engine, automobile, it's going to slowly but surely lose some of its horsepower. It's not as showroom pristine as it used to be.
I really appreciate you giving us that information, Dr. Miletus. And when we come back, we are going to pick the brains of knowledge on this show, Dr. Miletus and Dr. Stengler, and really talk about some of these published studies that have been done. And we have a lot of human clinical trials that we could talk about, which really sets this apart from a lot of things out there. So make sure to stick with us. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Miletus, you can do so on the radio section of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Right back after the break.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at getgreenjuice.com.
Mom, can I have some Spray?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Chris Miletus, who is giving us all the information we need to know about NAD. Dr. Mark, before I went to the break, I had referenced and alluded to that there are some studies behind this, and that makes you and I tick. We are very science-based on this program. So please, I'd like to pass it back over to you so you can get into the nitty-gritty.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Miletus, I have many different products I use with my patients. A lot of the products we make available to our listeners at drstengler.com. But one of the ones I had to get in was a certain form of NAD. You alluded to before the name nicotinamide riboside, a type of vitamin B3, and I use a form called True Niagen. That's the branded name, and I use it for one reason. The only reason I use it is because that is what the vast majority of the published literature uses. So when we have patients coming in with serious conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome, autoimmune diseases, a wide variety of health problems, we have to ethically, and I would anyhow, just with my worldview, give them the best that science has to offer. And that's what I use. But there's a lot of research on this product, but there's a lot of other NAD products out there which are being promoted, have little to no research at all. So let's talk a bit about this True Niagen, if you would, if you're all right with that.
Yes, without a question. And it's the same one I use in my clinical practice. I use True Niagen. It is my only form of nicotinamide riboside I'll use. And you stated it beautifully. The research is there. There's over 20 published human clinical trials. There's some 30 patents on this marvelous molecule, but more importantly, there's 200 plus preclinical trials or studies, which are before they get to the human level, and there's 250 research collaborations all on this particular form of the molecule. So I always go, just like you do, because of worldview, as well as just integrity, and what would I do for me or mine? That's how I always vote with my supplements. So my wife takes it, I take it. As my kids will get older, they're 24 and 28, they will be taking it. And my patients is one of the hottest products we have because it's part of virtually every protocol for every one of my patients that are 40 and above, or for the younger groups, which are athletically inclined, my CrossFitters, those individuals which are just really pushing the envelope on athleticism, because we're all struggling sometimes just to get through a mellow day. But then once we hit the gym, which is great for us, but that's taking additional energy, good energy, but we also have to fuel ourselves and pay back the energy we spent even in the gym. So even so, in my 30s and 25-year-old patients that are CrossFitters or triathletes and so forth, I also use it for that population. But for all my patients, with rare exception, I'll use it as part of my overall protocol for just overall supporting the energetic pathways of every cell and every goal that I'm using in my clinical practice. So they come on with X, and well, X is going to, of course, be addressed with my normal protocols based on research, but of course I have to give the cells energy to get that job done. And so nicotinamide riboside supports natural energy pathways.
Yeah, and Dr. Miletus, people may be wondering, well, are you guys really recommending across the board for pretty much everybody, healthy athletes, people with health conditions, beyond fatigue, to use something like the nicotinamide riboside, or when I use the True Niagen? And the answer is yes, you definitely can, because what you said fundamentally makes sense. Our cells cannot function without ATP and energy. And people may be surprised to find this out, but even our DNA, there's a lot of activity that's going on with our DNA and all the processes that it's involved with. Your DNA needs ATP. It needs energy to be able to function. Every machine in our cells, every organ in our body requires energy. And as we age, we live in a world of what we call entropy, where things tend to break down. Well, they do break down over time. That includes our ability to produce energy. So this makes sense, does it not? Why it can be used across the board for so many reasons.
Well, certainly. And it's basically being race ready. Life is a journey, and we always want to make sure we have enough in our backpack or enough in our fuel tank to get the job done. And you mentioned something really important, DNA signaling, telomeres, which I'm sure you've gone over with your audience over the course of time. The end of our chromosomes, they can only replicate so many times, and much like a zipper that's on a suitcase or a purse or your favorite attire, you want to make sure those ends of those telomeres, the teeth of the zipper, stay as healthy as possible. But every function within our body requires ATP and energy. Otherwise, like you said, we're towards entropy or chaos. And it takes a lot of energy on a daily basis to maintain the homeostasis, which means the balance and healthful moving forward. So, yeah, it's just part of my overall routine. Of course, I use things like CoQ10 and other goodies like you do. But the support of NAD is important. And whenever the human body, my worldview, is allocating resources that was designed to ensure that there's sufficient molecules of X, Y, or Z. So we make CoQ10 every day. That's why it's called the ubiquinone. When we make NAD, unfortunately, it just diminishes with age. So does our ATP levels. And so once again, if our body's making it, I'm always about ensuring that the body has enough so we remove the obstacles. And kind of from a simple perspective, if we were to all be walking around the track as we're chatting with the audience, well, we can walk at a certain clip. But if we have hurdles along that we either have to walk around or walk over or step over, it's going to slow down our journey. My goal with my patients is to support their pathway and as efficient a mechanism as possible. So that's why I go ahead and support it.
Yeah, now, Dr. Miletus, I want you to focus on a couple of things, if you would. Number one, the fact that most nutritional supplements have usually very little published data on them. Not only very little published data, but usually not good human data. Now, that doesn't mean other supplements can't work, but you're telling the listeners here, we've got well over a dozen human clinical trials. If you get one or two of the supplement, you're usually ahead of the curve. Then you have all these other published studies. Maybe let the listeners know how rare this is, number one, in terms of validating the product. And then let's get into some of these human studies. This would be very interesting.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I've been practicing since 1992, and as you mentioned in my bio, I do a lot of writing, just like you do, and you write a lot of books. I don't think I've written quite as many as you. You're exceptionally impressive, Dr. Sengler. But the reality is, I'm always in the research like you are, and it's rare to find a couple studies, as you point out, that show like, wow, here, if this is a substance, and this is what it does, and here's a human trial. But when you get over the dozen category, and there's well over a dozen for the nicotinamide riboside and the product you mentioned, then it's like, wow, how do we really, you know, sit back and realize, well, there's all these human clinical trials. Why isn't it on the national news? I mean, that's always my big question. We hear all these other things, but like, why isn't it on the national news that the therapeutic benefits of supporting our mitochondria? And it should be, bottom line. And the research is clear that there was just a 2022 study that came out in February that spoke about how NAD levels actually become diminished with the aging process in our muscles. And so, like, we know from other literature that if a person gets weaker muscled, so it's called sarcopenia, as you and I know, we lose a muscle mass, that actually determines a lot of our morbidity and mortality for so many other things and our susceptibility. So think about if we're in here, I live in Oregon, and it's cold. Well, what happens if I go outside and it's cold? I'm going to shiver. What's going to shiver is my large skeletal muscle, and that's going to generate heat. It's called thermogenesis. We also know that we use our large skeletal muscle. That's how we maintain a healthy body mass, because we're burning calories, but we need to have the mitochondria for those muscles to work. So heart muscle, skeletal muscle, you name it, smooth muscles of the intestines, and so many other tissues. It's like, wow. I mean, and the research is there. It's just mind-blowing. And so it's one of the few supplements, because I'm not always the best patient. I do not travel without it, and I do not let my supply run out. That's how important it is to me and my family. And I always make sure my wife's supply in her closet, our little cabinet, medicine cabinet in the kitchen, is always well-stocked.
That's great. And I love that you brought up sarcopenia. A lot of people aren't talking about that enough, even when they're trying to do things about it. So I love that angle. I love that you shared that, Dr. Miletus. And again, when we come back, I know Dr. Mark is going to ask you some questions about, you know, who's this for? Who can incorporate it? And some of the things that you found particularly exciting when we were talking about some of that research. But in the meantime, if listeners would like to learn more about what we're highlighting, you can do so at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We do have a shop button. It brings you directly to drstangler.com. In order to get this stuff out, and even if you're not a patient, we put it on the store so listeners and viewers can learn more about what Mark uses, Dr. Mark uses in his clinic, that is True Niagen. We do have that there on the store. You can read a little bit more about what it is, purchase it for your family or for yourself. And again, that's really easy to do so just by going to either drstangler.com or taking the shortcut at americasnaturaldoctor.com and clicking the shop button and just going over and checking it out. Now, when we come back, we're going to continue to pick Dr. Miletus's brain about all of these great things that we're covering today. And again, Dr. Mark, really getting into brass tacks on what you're using it at a clinical level on which patients, because I think a lot of people understand that we need to keep up that ATP production. But again, some people may be hearing about it for the first time. So feel free to go over to americasnaturaldoctor.com, educate yourself a little bit more, and when we come back from the break, we'll cover more on your health. Be right back.
Hi, listeners. Kelly here. Did you know that there's been a leap of technology regarding superfoods? Research has shown that plants from the ocean, such as seaweeds, are among the most nutritionally dense and health-promoting foods humans can consume. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Sea Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Using sea veg supplements daily is an effortless way to be proactive about your health. Call Sea Veg at 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or online at buysevege.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking to you all about NAD with a very special guest, Dr. Chris Miletus, getting a perspective from two gentlemen who have seen patients and counseled people for many, many decades and are always following the research. Now, Dr. Mark, really exciting information to be able to offer this to the average consumer, especially at the milligrams that you have on drstangler.com. Let's talk a little bit more about that with Dr. Miletus, if you don't mind.
Well, Dr. Miletus, but maybe walk the listeners through what happens when someone takes a product like True Niagen. I mean, what's happening? You're taking it, how are you going to absorb it, maybe compared to other products? And also, I'd like you to address this issue of niacin. You know, this is a type of vitamin B3, and I rarely use niacin with patients anymore in more than average doses just because people flush so much with it and get side effects. And my understanding of it is that this is not an issue with the nicotinamide riboside form, but...
And actually, that's very insightful because people say niacin, then they say niacin flush. And we know that there's two major forms of vitamin B3. There's niacinamide or nicotinamide, and there's niacin. The niacin proper will also will cause flushing. In fact, back in the 70s, that was the preferred way they used it. Or heart patients with cholesterol and so forth, they gave them niacin. But the flushing would cause them to be bright red and prickly. Not an issue with nicotinamide riboside. And so very well tolerated. It's, of course, already got compliance with the Food and Drug Administration in terms of its safety index and so forth. And Kelly mentioned something important. There's various dosages and various kinds of ways to support NAD. Now, taking niacin or regular niacinamide is a very slow, ineffective way to do it. And taking the nicotinamide riboside actually was shown in an 8-week randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial with a parallel arm. Now, if that's not a mouthful, they took 140, and I love this, healthy, quote-unquote, overweight individuals. Well, that's most of America. We're trying to be healthy, but some of us are overweight. And they either gave them 100 milligrams, 300 milligrams, or 1,000 milligrams of the nicotinamide riboside, which you carry in your practice. And the 300 milligram dose, on average, increased within 2 weeks NAD levels by 51%. That's the research showing that. And then it maintained over the entirety of the 8 weeks at that 51% increase. At 1,000 milligrams, it led to 142% increase of NAD. I know you carry the 500 milligrams like I do, the professional strength. And it's like, wow, okay, well, I want to have that working in my body. And I will say that I take 500 milligrams minimally per day. And on the tough days, or if I've been ill or not feeling well or under pressure, I take more, knowing that this is something the body makes on a daily basis, albeit inefficiently from tryptophan or niacin. And that's why the NR is my preferred way, because I've seen the research. And I always say, once again, what would I do for me or mine? And that's how I do all of my supplements in my practice. I know your approach is very similar. It's like, well, if I would give it to my kids, if I would give it to my wife, if I would give it to my mom or my dad or my sister, which also takes it, by the way, it's like, okay, well, of course, why would I not recommend it for my patients?
Now, when we tell people or we share with people to try something new, we're always looking at the value of the things behind it. And we all know, anybody on this, you know, particular show today, it doesn't matter what you take if you're not absorbing it. Has there been any studies showing absorption studies on the NR that you could share with us?
Yeah, and that study I just shared with, which was a 2019 study, showed the NR being absorbed and converted into NAD molecule. And so it absorbs really quite readily and quite well. And I'm looking here at a 2022 study, and they just did one on ejection fraction for the heart and positive results. And they also did one on the brain. And I'm being very elusive on the specifics of these studies because, once again, we're not allowed to talk about disease conditions in today's environment. But the reality is it's also been shown to increase the NAD levels within the brain when you take NR. And think about neurogenesis. And thank goodness we have neurogenesis. So we know the word genesis, the beginning. Well, neurogenesis is the recreation of brain cells and connectivity. On a good day, it's been estimated that we lose 86,400 brain cells per day. And if we left it just at that, like, okay, that's a mic drop. Like, oh, my goodness. But thank goodness that we have neuroplasticity. And we exercise our brain. We can have reconnectivity. We can grow even our intellectual quotient, our IQ, which we used to think was static. You were born with it and you were stuck with it. Now you can actually mold that as well. And so they've done studies showing that it actually even increased levels of NAD and NAD molecules that are related within the brain. It's like, I think that might be a good investment. It was Thomas Edison that said the chief function of the body is to carry around the brain or the mind. I would agree. I definitely want to take care of my body, but I definitely want to make sure my mind shows up until the last day.
But when we're looking at it, is there certain age groups, athletes, others? I mean, is this for everybody? Let's kind of talk about it. Is there anybody who would want to avoid it?
Well, we'll start intentionally, most superficially, pun intended, the skin. They did a tissue study showing that by our 40s, we have about 50% of our NAD in our skin. So we want to look young. We want to feel young. And we want to feel that way forever, hence forever. And so we want to look at, okay, well, the skin. Well, the skin tells us lots of things. Well, the skin, the outer layer of the skin, replaces itself every 28 days. We know a red blood cell replaces itself every 90 to 120 days. And once again, continuous energy to make all of these things work. And so in my clinical practice, cognitive function, ocular health, eye health, I will incorporate it with neozeaxanthin, astaxanthin, lutein, and whatnot. But once again, I want the blood vessels to be getting the tissues perfused with those nutrients, and then I want those tissues to have the ability to have the energy to function. And this is where I'll leave the science just for a moment to give a simple but very relevant example. We all have smart devices, to say. Very few of us have flip phones. Some of us still do. But the reality is, well, what's on our smart devices? Apps. Think of your apps on your smart device as your DNA. DNA for your brain, DNA for your adrenals, DNA for your liver, your kidneys, your GI tract, stomach digestion. And now all of a sudden you're giving it the ability to say, well, do I have enough energy on my phone? Because if my cellular phone is not charged, I have a glorified $1,000 paperweight. If it's at low charge, it won't allow certain functions to work optimally. And so, once again, we have to have our cells, much like a cell phone, charged up optimally so that, like, when I'm working on GI health issues, I might be giving glutamine, of course, good probiotics, other substances. I need those tissues, the enterocytes and the colonocytes that line our GI tract, to go ahead and have the energy to take up those substances and allow for our target goal. But why do some of us, and I know this happens in my practice, I'm sure every once in a while it might happen with Dr. Mark as well, it's like, well, why is that patient not responding quite as well? Well, how well is their mitochondria working? And there's many medications that actually have been taken prior to them coming to see us or while they're seeing us that actually alter the mitochondria, poison the mitochondria. Even going in and getting that colonoscopy, well, you often will use propofol, another twilight med, to allow you to go to sleep while they put tubes in your body. And it's like, well, that actually alters and can contribute to mitochondrial dysfunction. So can metformin, so can antidepressants. There's a big list that was created by Dr. Neustadt, a colleague of ours in 2008, that lists all these different medications. That, not saying anybody should stop these medications, but just know that these also are additional modern burdens that never existed before modern medicine.
Yeah, those are great points, Dr. Miletus. So basically, and just kind of wrapping up, well, at least for myself, again, I use this special form of NAD, the True Niagen. I use it myself now, and I use it with a lot of my patients because most of them, we need to support healthy mitochondria energy production because it affects every cell organ of the body, kind of no matter what's going on with the person. So it's definitely a no-brainer if someone has fatigue problems, cognitive problems, you know, in my opinion, but it goes so much further beyond that. But maybe, yeah, give us again your summary of who you recommend use this type of product.
People are exercising, yes. People that have lower overall sense of well-being, yes. Inflammatory problems, yes. And people that are going ahead and looking to augment their current protocol or just support healthy aging in general. So there's anybody over the age of 30, for me, they're candidates over the age of 40 for sure. And by supporting the human body with good food, good nutrition, getting plenty of rest, finding ways to de-stress with prayer and meditation, all of these things, taking walks in nature, what the Japanese call forest bathing. So included with diet and lifestyle, I always ensure that we backfill the supplements that are needed to give us to a next level. And of course, vitamin D and C and all those are no-brainers.
Thank you so much for your information that you shared with us today, Dr. Miletus.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Always. You're always welcome to come back. And then for our listeners out there, we've made this very easy for you. You can go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio tab. Learn more about Dr. Miletus. Learn more about NAD and what Dr. Mark carries in his practice, True Niagen. You can get a direct link to learn more there. That does it for our show today. Listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.